As I promised last week, we're going to look at chapter 14, starting at verse 15. And this is about the promise of the Holy Spirit. This is all red letter edition, and it's verses 15 through 21, New Living Translation, Hear God's Word. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, who will never leave you, for he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you do, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In just a little while, the world will not see me again, but you will, for I will live again, and you will too. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the promises that Jesus gave to us. Think about this. It's a wonderful promise that he gave to us, and we know that promise was fulfilled because we have received the Holy Spirit. But when people say goodbye, and Jesus was preparing to leave the disciples, that's what he was telling them, they sometimes often promise to keep in touch or to return soon for another visit. Although it's painful when someone we love leaves, Jesus' disciples were no doubt hoping that Jesus would promise to come back to them, which he did. And Jesus, further than that, he would promise to be with them forever. And he would come to them as a new way through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. So no matter where they went or what they faced, Jesus would always be present with them. And now that's a promise that expands to every one of us who believe in Jesus. Because you don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit